TSA news update. Over 37 million people traveling on America's highways this holiday weekend. That's up 6% from last Memorial Day. And AAA says it's partly because of cheaper gas. As of Friday, the national average for a gallon of regular was $3.57. The House voting Wednesday on a deal to raise the debt ceiling. Republicans in the White House have reached an agreement to raise the federal debt ceiling so the U.S. could avoid default. Three people are dead. At least five are injured. Following a shooting at a New Mexico biker rally. Shots reported last night outside a saloon in Red River, which is about 60 miles south of the Colorado state line. Texas lawmakers have impeached Attorney General Ken Paxton. Paxton now suspended from office pending a Senate trial. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.